This article is second in a BIV series that profiles some of BC's largest multi-generational, family business empires. The first profile was on the Aquilini family's Aquilini Investment Group. As Ernst & Young guides the failed Garibaldi at Squamish ski resort developer through receivership this month, the Aquilini and Gallardi families will be watching closely, as they are collectively owed around $100 million. BIV has reported that the insolvent Garibaldi at Squamish companies owe secured creditors connected to BC's Aquilini family approximately $79.4 million. They also owe unsecured creditors connected to the Gallardis nearly $20.2 million. For the Gallardis, and their Northland Property Group, $20.2 million is chump change. Estimated to be worth about $8 billion, the Gallardis are one of BC's wealthiest families. While Gallardi Way in Burnaby is named after Phil Gallardi, who was an outspoken BC cabinet minister for two decades until 1972, it was Phil's son Bob Gallardi who launched what is now Northland Properties, famously with a $5,000 loan in Kamloops in 1963. Tom Gallardi is CEO, while his siblings Mitch Gallardi, Andrea Gallardi and Davana Gallardi work in the business. Andrea is vice president of corporate affairs, Davana is vice president of design and Mitch is managing director of the Sandman Hotel Group in the UK and Ireland. The future for the company could evolve to include a third generation, given that Tom has three sons, Charlie Gallardi, Bennett Gallardi and Wilson Gallardi. Philanthropy has been a calling for the family, and Tom has been an active supporter of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Fund, in large part because son Wilson has that chronic disease. In 2022, his family, along with Northland, donated $10 million to Thompson Rivers University in exchange for the university naming its business school the Bob Gallardi School of Business and Economics. While the loss of the Garibaldi at Squamish project may be disappointing for the family, it can content itself in the knowledge that it already owns ski resorts. The Gallardis reportedly spent tens of millions of dollars to be a part owner of Revelstoke Mountain Resort in late 2007. A year later, the family shifted from being a minority lender to being the management group. The family also owns the heli-skiing operation Selkirk Tangiers Heliskiing in Revelstoke. The Gallardis then bought their prize mountain resort, Grouse Mountain, for an undisclosed amount in January 2020. Grouse Mountain does not reveal revenue or exact figures for its season ticket sales, but sales are strong, spokeswoman Madeline Twomey told BIV this fall. Season tickets are an increasingly important revenue source for ski resorts because they are paid in advance, meaning that revenue does not plummet during warm winters such as the one BC has had earlier this season. We're looking forward to even more people trying out the newest lift on the mountain, Twomey said. Grouse Mountain in December 2022 launched what it calls its shortcut handle toe rope lift. Skiers grab onto the handle toe lift, which travels at a maximum speed of 2 meters per second and is 250 meters long. The new equipment means that the skiers do not need to use the Screaming Eagle chairlift, and it underscores that the Gallardis are pumping new money into their marquee ski resort property. Hospitality is the core of the Gallardis empire. The Gallardis hospitality businesses likely bring in the greatest slice of its overall revenue. The family owns restaurant chains including the 58-restaurant Moxie's, the 86-location Denny's Canada, the 17-location Chop Steakhouse and Bar, the 13-location Shark Club, and the 13-location Bar One. The Gallardi family has expanded its Shark Club restaurant chain to 13 locations. Chung Chow, BIV. In addition, it owns Boulevard Kitchen and Oyster Bar at the Sutton Place Hotel on Burrard Street and the Rockford Bar and Grill at the Sutton Place Hotel at the Revelstoke Mountain Resort. The Sutton Place locations make sense because the Gallardis own the three-location Sutton Place hotel chain. They also own the 57-location Sandman Hotel Group, and hotels in Toronto and Dublin, Ireland. Many Gallardi projects are developed in-house by its own construction and design division. Future projects include a Sutton Place Hotel in Winnipeg, Sandman Hotels in Dartmouth and Fort Worth and two new hotels at its Revelstoke Mountain Resort. Through its Northland Asset Management, the Gallardis also own a portfolio of commercial and residential properties across Western Canada. Northland built its early Sandman Hotels with attached restaurants, which wound up consuming much of the hotel manager's time. Tom, who became Northland's president in 1993, had a hand in the decision to close those Sandman restaurants and replace them with Denny's. He told Biv through two intermediaries this month that he did not want to participate in this profile. Bob similarly was not available for an interview. "We had Sandman and Denny's together, but it wasn't the perfect fit," Tom told Biv in 2007. "We had a corporate clientele who enjoyed Denny's for lunch but wanted something different for dinner." His solution was to shell out $13 million in 1998 to buy what was then the 20-location Moxie's chain from founder John Carcasole. Northland Properties bought Moxie's for $13 million in 1998. Chung Chow, Biv. He closed poor-performing Moxie's and opened new Moxie's restaurants in Sandman Properties. Devising hotel strategy came naturally for Tom, who first worked at a Sandman restaurant as a busboy when he was 13 years old. At 16 years old, his father told him to work on the company's construction sites. He swung hammers for 6 years, working his way up to managing the sites, he said in 2007. That's when he dropped out of the University of British Columbia half a year before completing his economics and history degree, and his father promoted him to be a regional manager of 8 BC Sandman hotels. Did that move ruffle non-family employees who had more hotel experience? Biv asked Bob that question in 2007, and he said that when he started the business, he was looking to leave a legacy. "It did jilt some people to a degree," Bob said about his decision to promote his son. "That was a bit of a problem, but he had the right name." Second time lucky in buying an NHL team. Tom became interested in buying the National Hockey League's, NHL, Vancouver Canucks from Seattle billionaire John McCaw after KPMG phoned him to discuss the idea in 2003. He told Biv in 2007. He, BD owner Ryan Beatty and Aquilini Investment Group managing director Francesco Aquilini grouped together in a loose partnership to discuss buying the team. Aquilini then approached McCaw on his own, and his company hatched a deal to buy the team in 250% tranches by 2007, for an undisclosed amount estimated to be around $250 million. Tom and Beatty sued Aquilini in BC Supreme Court, alleging that he went behind their backs and used their confidential strategy to reach a deal to buy the team. BC Supreme Court Justice Catherine Wedge in 2008 dismissed that lawsuit, and an appeal failed the following year. "Tom is very smart," Beatty told Biv last week. "He takes business very seriously. He is passionate and driven. He is a great family person too." Beatty said some view Tom as having a tough exterior, but that he is a kind-hearted person. "I have seen this many times over the years." The sting of losing that first bid to buy a hockey team was short-lived. Tom teamed with NHL players Jerome Iginla, Shane Doan, Mark Recchi and Daryl Sider to form River City Hockey Inc. and buy the Western Hockey League's Kamloops Blazers franchise in 2007. Tom fronted half of the more than $7 million necessary to buy the Blazers. His partners all played in Kamloops during their junior days, and the Gallardi family has close ties to Kamloops, so the transaction made sense. Tom has referred to Kamloops as "my second home," as he was born and raised in Vancouver. Bob grew up in Kamloops and Phil lived there until he died in 1995. Sometimes the family has endured controversy in that interior BC city. Tom and Northland were fined $140,000 in Kamloops Provincial Court in 2014 for work Tom directed for a boat ramp that altered fish habitat near his family's Kamloops Lake vacation home. The family's next big hockey club purchase came in 2011, when a bankruptcy court judge approved Northland's $240 million bid for the Dallas Stars National Hockey League franchise. The move similarly made sense because of geographic connections with the Gallardi family. Tom's mother, Karen Gallardi, grew up in Longview, Texas, and she met Bob when he was studying at that city's Letourneau College. Tom is reportedly a longtime Dallas Cowboys fan. Northland in 2014 added the Texas Stars, Dallas development affiliate in the American Hockey League. The family's foray into hockey appears to have been a success. Statista in 2022 estimated that the Dallas Stars were worth $925 million, 285% more than when the Gallardis purchased the team. G. Corstrom at Biv.com, Twitter.com/GlennCorstrom.